Hello, welcome to another episode of A Thousand Whys. I'm Niu Honglin. In this episode, we'll continue our floral journey and get to know another graceful Chinese flower that's the first to herald the arrival of spring. 迎春花, or winter jasmine, is a native plant of China with a recorded history spanning over 1,000 years. Adorning gardens and landscapes across the nation,This lively plant casts its spell with dazzling bright yellow blossoms from February to April. As it's often the first to bloom in the spring, it earned the name 迎春花, which means the flower that welcomes spring. Does the winter jasmine have other hidden meanings in Chinese culture? Well, here is an ancient story ready for you.In ancient times, floods often ravaged the land, swallowing mountains and hills on its path. To save the humanity, a brave man named Yu took up the task of controlling the floods. One day, when he was passing through the Tushan Mountain to inspect waterways, he met a girl named Nü Jiao. Their affection blossomed as they spent more time together, and eventually they became a couple.But Yu had to leave home to continue his flood control work shortly after their wedding.
I'm sorry, I must go. Once I've tamed the floods, I'll hurry back to see you right away.
I will miss you every moment you are away. Go forth with courage, and know that I will be here waiting for you.
Yu removed his waistband made with rattan and presented it to his wife and said,
Here, keep this rattan wristband with you. It's a reminder of my love.Even when I'm not around.
The day that the rattan blossoms, in peace and in prosperity reign, we shall be reunited.
I promise to you.
Over the years, Yu dedicated himself tirelessly to controlling floods. On several occasions, he passed by his home but couldn't spare a moment to go inside.Not until the floods subsided at last and peace returned to the land.
Thank you, all of you, for your tireless efforts over the years. Now let's go home to reunite with our families.
Yu hurried back to Tushan Mountain to find his beloved wife. Seeing her from a distance, he noticed Nü Jiao standing at the peak, still holding the rattan wristband in her hands.Upon closer inspection, he discovered that his beloved wife had already turned into a stone statue. In the years following Yu's departure, Nü Jiao stood upon the mountain peak each day to wait for her husband's return. She went day after day despite harsh weather conditions. Over time, the girl metamorphosed into a stone statue.
Why?
With tears streaming down his cheeks, Yu called out his beloved, though Nü Jiao could no longer respond. His warm tears fell upon the rattan wristband, which started to sprout new leaves, and yellow blossoms burst forth from rejuvenated branches. In memory of his beloved, Yu named these blossoms 迎春花.He wanted to commemorate his wife with the flower, as it symbolized hope and a world free from the ravage of disasters. Chinese people often say, the plan for the entire year commences with the onset of spring. As a messenger welcoming spring, 迎春花 has captured the hearts of many Chinese people throughout history. The famous Tang Dynasty poet Bai Juyi once wrote, 金鹰翠萼带春寒黄色花中有几斑 With golden petals and green leaves, it bears the chill of spring. How many flowers in yellow hue can match its grace? Indeed, few flowers are as bold as 迎春花 to dare to bloom amidst the spring chill. Today, 迎春花 are still commonly seen along city streets, in parks, and in rural areas in China. Just as the saying goes, one flower heralds the bloom of 100 others.迎春花 is resilient and resplendent with optimism. It embodies hope and vitality, awakening the sleeping earth with their vibrant colors. And with that, we conclude this episode of 1000 Whys. May you always radiate hope, blossom like a flower, and eagerly embrace the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating. Until next time, bye for now.